Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it will it? Will it won't it? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it will it? Will it won't it? Won't it do?
Won't he do it?
get down to real business, somebody might want to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Give them that invitation.
Check it out. Say, God.
If I had your eyes for a day, I could see the world the way you see it. Treat people the way you treat them with love. Replace the sadness with hope from up above. A shoulder to lean on when life sweeps you under a rug. You never feel alone, you never feel alone. A prodigal son, you welcome me with open arms. After my lack of faith when I'm going through a storm. Not knowing that you've been here with me all along. Why do you take me back every time I relapse? A heart like yours, I really need that. To show forgiveness, cause I was forgiven, now I'm living. We all sinning, but Christ is risen, so we
give
all
winning. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Father, forgive us, cause we know not what we're doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I can reach the secluded, mind's polluted. I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions. Tell them it's hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're healing oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Just knowing you are
here. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God bless all of you this afternoon. My God, I thank God for each and every one of you. It's always a blessing, my God, when you come on in, especially in this Friday afternoon. I thank God for once again each and every one of you, especially all our listeners all over the world, our listeners in Germany. We thank God for you, Egypt. We thank God for you as well. We thank God for our United Kingdoms and our Norway followers. We give them, we thank God for them as well. We thank God for each and every one of you listening all over the world. And I just most of all thank God for each and every one of you that taking your prayer life and taking your worship life, you're taking it serious. Just trust me, not everyone takes this serious. Not everyone, my God, will put forth a extra step or extra drive. Amen. We feel as though a lot of times we feel as though we could get by doing what we want to do. One thing that I do know that if you don't put the work in, you are not going to see no results. Regardless of how great your faith may be, how great you are, and you can have a gift of seeing and everything else, if you never put in the work, you are never going to see the results. And you got to understand that, you know, know, when you put in the work, you'll begin to put in some results. So I thank God for each and every one of you followers and listeners that are willing to put in the work for your spiritual life and your spiritual walk. Let me tell you something, it will pay off. It will pay off to walk with God and also to advance inside, advance in the kingdom and advance your spiritual life. It takes work. It takes, my God, a structured life, my God, to where you are praying, you are fasting, you are seeking him. It takes work. Amen. And I'm not talking about the different things that, well, we do things where we decide to do. We could do things where we decide to do. No, once you have a set structure, you have a set plan, you'll find out that is harder than anything else. You can have a you can say, well, I pray all the time, I seek God all the time. Well, you could do that, yes, and at the end of the day, it could be in your convenient time when you feel available. But when you, the moment you put structure in your life and you say, you know what, I'm going to begin to seek God at 7 o'clock, I'm going to begin to seek God at 8 o'clock, you'll find out that there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. Because one thing that God operates in structure. He operates in, my God, obedience. My God, not all over the place, not of your convenience and what feels good for you. I wish it was possible, but no, that is not the operation of God, and that is not the place to where you think you're going to be able to receive. It's not going to happen. So God is in the God of structure and order, and I thank God for each and every one of you, my God, that ones that are trying and pressing. We give God the glory, and I thank God for you all that is willing to put structure in its place. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson, Mother Helen. Amen. Minister Nita. Different ministers, my God, just stepping up, have a structure set, my God, prayer time, prayer life, be able to pour inside each and every one of you. I thank God for that. Amen. And it helps you get structure. Don't take it lightly. Make sure you take this things that is getting poured out into you, the timing and different things. Make sure you take it for, you know, you take it serious and get ready to apply it in your everyday life. I want you to do something. I want you to go ahead and call the family member, friends, aunties, brother nims, and different things like that. Just take a minute, because many of you, my God, ready to go into a place of deliverance. And one thing that we have to understand that no matter what we go through, or how great our tongues may be, and how great we can read the Word or read the Bible and different things like that, if you don't deal with you, if you don't deal with your issues or your giants, and in some cases they call your skeleton, and also in some cases they call your demons, amen? If you don't deal with the things within yourself, amen, now it doesn't matter how far you go or what you try to do, you're going to always come back and look at that person in the mirror. Amen. Michael Jackson put a song out, it called The Man in the Mirror. You're going to see that person in the mirror. Why go through life and you begin to excel through life just because of to just get to a certain place in life for your past to come back up, and everything that you work for, your past has been sanitized. Many of you, you could take a look, you could take a sit down right now today, you can look over the news and you can listen to a lot of celebrities, a lot of individuals, because of their past and the things that happened to their past, it don't sabotage them right now. So all the legacy and the inheritance that they begin to build, to leave behind for different ones that is coming behind them, all of that is gone. All of that is left. Amen? Because why? Because we don't want to face the past. We don't want to face the thing. I don't care about your where you at, or it doesn't matter where you at on the religion. I can say that religion meter or your spiritual meter or whatever you at. At the end of the day, saints of God, you got to understand, my God, your past will come back. The things that you are running away from, you're going to end up eventually have to face them. The best time to face them right now. I tell anybody, my God, yeah, if you're in a valley, you're going through, you have not made it to the place where you believe that God has for you, that's the best time to begin to deal with things. That's the best time to begin to deal with different issues, so you can leave it in the wilderness. If you're in a valley, that's the best time to begin to work on different things and different things that you need to deal with, because you can leave it in a valley. It was a story in the Bible pertaining to John the Baptist and how he baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. the saints of God, you got to understand something. The Jordan River wasn't a place to where it was just so beautiful. Oh, good drinking water. It was just so nice here. You know, we're the Jordan River. Amen. Baptized represent washing away of our sins, washing away of filth. Imagine you going into your bathtub and you begin to take a bath in your bathtub and you begin to wash your body. Then when you get out of the bathtub, my God, you begin to see like a filthy rain of dirt or, my God, different things, a filthy rain in your bathtub. Guess what? You had to wash away what filth that accumulated on your body. Same thing with the baptism, with the sin, amen. When you go down, my God, it's washing away. It's a symbolization of washing away of your sins. That wasn't a beautiful place. That wasn't a great place, amen. But guess what? The order for me to be changed, I have to face my issues. I heard this old saying as well, you could go down as a dry devil and come back up as a white, wet devil. Why that saying is so significant, and reason why. You could go down there without facing your issues, without facing who you really are, without facing what's hurting you day after day, time after time, not forgiving. You know, I'm having issues to where you got pride, or you're dealing with lying, you're dealing with all kinds of things. And you go down without resolving, without coming to truth of who you are, you'll come back up. And all you did is just sprinkle water all over yourself. Saints of God, this is a season, this is a time to where saints of people have to deal with their self. If you're not careful, you can get lured into the enemy trap. And the very thing that you need to work on, and the very thing that you need to deal with in your life, the enemy will trick you in thinking it's your neighbor. The enemy will trick you and put it on your friend and put it on your family. The enemy will trick you and put it on somebody else. And guess what? You'll miss that season. You'll constantly go through life, years after years after years, not dealing with who? That person in the mirror. But one day, I'm telling you, saints of God, one day, as you keep living, you're going to have to come to grips and you're going to have to come to terms who you really are. Don't sabotage your life like that no more. I beg you and I plead you in the Holy Ghost. It's time for you to come to a place of humbleness. It's time for you to come to a place of submission. It's time for you to come to a place to where scripture is in your life. So you won't mess up or you won't sabotage the best thing that happened to you. Sabotage different relationships, regardless if it's your church family relationship. Sabotage different opportunity, regardless if it's an opportunity to change your financial, regardless if it's a job that come in and it might be $10 or $11 an hour. How many of us go through life, saints of God, tongue speaking, worshiping, speaking to my God, having a great time on Sundays and all this stuff, but yet we are sabotaging our life. Then we blame it on the devil. Saints of God, until you face who you really are, and you begin to deal with who you really are, you're not going to be able to reach that promised place that God has for you. Why? Because God's going to keep constantly trying to work on you to get you to come to that place. And first of all, we have to come to that place. I want you to call somebody because I want to share something very personal. I want to get my God Almighty. I want to get intimate with you just for a second. Because a lot of times you got to understand another phase of deliverance, it just not come by hooping and hollering and say, you come out, come out, come out. Sometimes you can listen to somebody's testimony and you can really get a great picture and you can really grasp the concept. What I need to do for I can be set free. What I need to do to be delivered. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, please do not miss this opportunity that God has for you. It is a blessing. But those that who catch on and those that is willing to come on and be a part of it, it will be a blessing. It's a blessing to be set free of different things that where you walk in a hidden place and you walk hiding yourself. Don't want nobody to see. Don't want nobody to know because you don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to be in shame. Well, God is stretching out his arms right now in this season and wants you to be set free. How long are you going to keep running? Because the enemy going to come in your life and tell you something about this one, tell you something about that one, and here you go, you're running off again. Here you go, trying to protect your little feelings. here you go. You want to protect. I don't want to be hurt no more. That hurt me last time. Guess what? You've never been free. If you can look back in your life and say, I don't need that to happen no more. That don't need to happen. You've never been free. Because when I'm free, the Bible tells me, when we repent, oh God, forgive us. He thought in to see forgiveness. Otherwise, I got a new start. It's just like it never happened to me. All the things are passed away. My God Almighty, new things are coming into your life. It's time for you to be free. If you say, I don't want to be a part of that, because that when I was in part of something like that, I was hurt. I can't do that no more. You've never been free. You're still struggling. I don't want to be in that relationship. The last time I was in that relationship, bad things that happened. This happened. It never worked out for me. You've never been free from the last relationship. That's why you still having doubts, you having fear, because you don't want to bother with, my God, because you still trapped in your last relationship. You still trapped in your yesterday. I can't get close to this person. I don't want to get close to that person. Because last time I got close to an individual, they hurted me. You still living into that last relationship. You still living into that past. How long you going to stay there? How long are you going to stay on the island of Patmos? How long are you going to stay isolated, but yet you're still living? You're walking around. You're seeing somebody every day. How long are you going to stay in a place of a dungeon where God don't open up the dungeon doors and he don't give you a release paper and he say you're free, but yet you still have fear to walk out? You have fear to walk out into freedom. You have fear to walk out. Why? Because we're just like the children of Israel. We've been isolated so long. We've been in domestic violence situation, dysfunctional relationship. I cannot do anything unless somebody talking about me. I cannot function unless somebody beating me. I cannot think right unless somebody is trying to use me. How long are we going to stay into the desert, saints of God? How long are we going to stay in an isolated place? To look among different ones that is trying to make an effort to grab a relationship with God, but they cannot grab a relationship with God because somebody is still in their past and they've been in ministry for 30 and 40 years and they're holding an individual in captivity because I don't want them to release because I don't know how to be free. Do we really know how to be free? Can we really accept freedom? Can we really accept happiness and peace? Enjoy. Can we really accept, or something always have to be going on around us to make us feel comfortable that we're okay because we're just so used to being in a dysfunctional place and having a dysfunctional life? Is it? Are we really free when I get up and sing a worship song? How great is my God? He's a lily in a valley. He's my born again morning star. Is we really free when I see a hurting sister and I can really pray for him and tell the hurting sister everything is going to be all right? Do I really believe everything going to be all right? Or I'm just going through the motions of church, what I've been taught? Is I'm doing it out of freedom? Or is I'm doing it out of somebody that taught me and gave me the instructions how to do it? Are we really free? Can I sit across my ex and look at them in their face and I know I don't been raped by this individual. I know I've been molested by this individual and I can look at them across the face and have a good dinner and conversation with them and doesn't have no, my God, ill feelings towards the person. Can I look at someone just lying, persecuting, slander, made me lose my job, made me lose my family, made everything get flipped upside down because it wasn't true? My God Almighty, can I look at that person, and if I could see them on the street, I could give them a hand up and a hand up into a new place? Or I could look at them and pass by and just say, you see what? That's what you get putting your mouth on God's people. That's what you get for touching that anointing. If I'm one of these Christians that because something happened to somebody and I see an individual in a place, I look at them and I say, you shall never put your mouth on a woman of God. You shall never put your mouth on a man of God. So the enemy really captured us into a place of captivity and making us think that our operation of how we operation and what we're doing and how we're throwing in Christianity and religion, how we're walking into the scripture of the Bible, making us think that we're walking into, well, the Godfather said that vision is mine, says the Lord. Have the body of Christ really come to a place to where we really want to see our brothers and sisters, no matter what harm that they did, fall by the wayside. Even though the scripture says, love thy enemy, bless thy enemy. Even though the scripture says, be your brother's keeper. Are we individuals that really believe in what the scripture says? Or we pick out what the scripture says when it's suitable and it's feel fit for us? Can we be free? I used to have a bad spirit of rage over me, and also the spirit of rejection. I was set free from that spirit years ago, but it creeped in. I did some study how it came in. It came in because my mother was a single mother. I never know my father. I'm just coming into a knowledge of who my biological father really is. Through the help of my wife, she's really pushing me. She really pushed me to come to the place to know who your biological father really is. Because you're talking about an individual who's never been there. I probably seen him one time by the age of 5 or 6. Then the next time I seen him when I was 14 years old for about at least 20 or 30 minutes. And the next time I seen him, my God Almighty, it's recently, about a couple of months ago. So we're talking about 20-something years of space in a gap that you never knew an individual. Now I become a father myself. Do I walk around with hatred in my heart? Do I walk around with, oh, no. Yes, rage was all over me. Did I know it was rage? No, I didn't know it was rage because the enemy turned my hurt and turned it into rage. How did he do that? Well, a single mother is trying to raise 5 kids. She working that in Florida. She working in this thing where they call the packing house. She just packing fruits, trying to earn as much money that she can to try to give her 5 kids the best life that she can. She have herself never came up in a functional family where her mom was just all over the place. Different things in different religions, different things in different relationships. So she never known a blueprint, what is a structured family. Never known how. So now, as this single mom growing up and trying to do the best that they can to raise 5 kids, how she even can handle a different situation, my God, come home, frustration get taken out. You talking about beatings and beatings and whoopings and whoopings. Every little thing rise up, whoopings and whoopings. That began as a little child, began to impart pain and hurt inside of me. At that time, I did not know I was hurt. Every now and then, I just want to have a conversation with you. But when I look up, you're tired. But as soon as something goes wrong, you beat and whoop me, and I whoop and whoop. I'm just trying to be a child. I'm just trying to be a kid. And it's not no normal beating. Anything that you imagine, this pastor over here got whooped by. To this day, I still got marks on my body when I was just in grade school, just got beaten. Why? Because I had a mom, single parent, didn't know how to raise, but she wanted the best. She didn't want her children to go that way. Never got the memo. Never been taught. Oh, she know if I could beat them, put fear in them, they'll listen to me and do what I tell them to do. See, the things that we are illiterate to, they are the very thing that the enemy creep in. The Bible in Hosea said, for my people are in the score for a lack of knowledge. And the enemy don't kick in from children's childhood and people growing up without the knowledge, without the understanding what's going on with them. That's why when you hear pastor pray, when I begin to uproot, I'm going from childhood, come on up to teenager, to a young adult, adolescent. So where I be and be. So as I've been growing to grow up, all I know is how to handle problems. I don't know how. I didn't know how to handle problems by communication. I didn't know how to handle no problems by prayer. Because the example that I had to handle problems and handle situation is to beat. So now I become, my God, this one of these street, one of the street fighters. So everywhere you look, you got a problem, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to beat. Because I didn't know how to have a functional life and how to resolve issues. So it was time to where the enemy creeps in. I remember a time when my mother approached me at the age, I think it was about 16 or 17. She said, son, something happened to you. You broke out. Your faith and identity changed. A deep voice came out of you, and you began to growl. She said, I didn't know what to do because you changed. She said, I was scared to where I was ready to get a gun to shoot you. That was the moment because of the pain of this child crying out, just want to be loved. Just need to be loved. Just want to play. Just love. Let's have a great time together. In my pain, the enemy seen a door. And because no one was around really understood the spiritual realm, really understand, and really had a strong relationship with God. Yes, we went to church. She went to church. But we were like, we're praying and doing a lot of praying. That moment, which she did not recognize, it was a demon of rage entered into me at the age of 16 or 17. At that moment, something began to take over and begin to come and begin to cause me to blink out and begin to cause me to flip out. So one day, I remember just like it was yesterday. I used to play football and love sports in a weight room one day. Had an altercation with me and another guy. I blinked out when I came to myself. I seen my coach in my face. He said, what are you doing? You're going to go to prison. I had a steel bar in my hand ready to come out to the individual. Why? Because I didn't know how to, my God, deal with any other problems. I didn't know how to come. I didn't know how to communicate. I was just walking in pain. Pain on what? Pain just want to be loved by his family. Pain just want to be loved by his parents. Pain of rejection because trying to figure out what's wrong with me. Got a father living in the world, never checking up on me, never calling me, never see how you are doing. Next time you see him, 20-something years when his son is grown, he got turned on his own. So now rejection on guilty end and took advantage of it. That's why when you know that in somebody's life, you take that person that ruled you in life and God put you in that life, you take that person seriously. You don't, my God, walk away from different people's got different issues because they don't know how to communicate. The body of Christ, we don't came to the place to where we don't want to deal with nobody. How many of us, God, those suck people in our life, but because they wasn't talking right, because they got smoking issues and alcohol issues, because they got different issues, we pushing on away, and guess what? Now demon on your team. How many of us is struggling with it ourselves? Struggling with the very same things in the very issue. Next question, Pastor, how did it break? Well, it took some time to be broke. Because it was a gap that me and my mother never spoke to each other, never dealt with each other. For pretty much over about 10, 11 years, we stayed in the same town. We stayed in the same place. For about 10, 11 years, I never dealt with them. Why? Because something else came into my life. And something else came into my life. That's all I wanted. I took all my attention. I took all my focus and put it into the best thing that happened to me. Maybe you that is listening tonight, you holding on to the very thing that you all you know that when it came in, when you had boys in your life, and it came in and brought you comfort, so you're holding on to it and you don't know how to let it go. That's how many of us don't got into a place of addiction. That's how many of us don't came into this place to where our weaknesses become a stronghold. Because when I needed somebody, I didn't have nobody. When I needed love, I did not have a love. So it trapped me into a place where I need to be set free. I become set free of that spirit of rage. One day me and my mother had to talk. One day we had to face. I had to face that giant. I had to face that Goliath. I had to look at it and I had to have a talk with her. And ask her, why you beat us? Why you did this? She explained it to me. She said, son, that's all I knew how to do to put fear in your heart because I didn't want you to go to where that I came up. Why this? I really didn't know how to. I really don't know how to love. I really did not know how to embrace. I didn't know how to carry. I didn't know how. So that moment of that conversation, understanding of the true understanding of that walk in relationship, it broke something inside of me. Now to this day, me and my mother are the two best close friends. God can mend relationships. God can do a new thing in your life. But it's going to come to a time to where you're going to have to face what you done dealt with. You're going to have to face what hurted you. You're going to have to face over what you're running from. You're going to have to face different things that you think you're over that we are really not over. You're going to have to face it. And sometimes just facing certain things and just take a communication. And when we communicate, we can bring in understanding. And we can begin to shut doors that the enemy is trying to use to have us into a place of hostage in our life. I pray, my God, today that you begin to reveal some things and you begin to shut some doors or anything that is into your life. And you begin to come to a place. And I also pray that anybody that comes into your life, anybody that comes, you do your best while they're in your life for a season. To embrace them, to love them, to pour into them, to impart into them. You'll do your very best. All you can give and offer to an individual, it's up for them to take it. But you don't want to be a cause of you allowing the spirit to enter into this person because God don't place somebody in your life and they just need to be nourished. They just want to be loved. They just need to be their arms wrapped around. But it's going to be very hard to do if we have the struggles within ourselves. Can we get over ourselves? Get over the place that when we see somebody going through something, we become these, oh, you take that, saints of God. You take that from the Holy Ghost because you should never came over here and started no drama. You take that. That's a soul that God is still crying out. That's an individual that God is still crying out day by day. Nobody didn't tell you that the soul have to live with you. Nobody didn't tell you that they have to ride in your car. They didn't say they have to. No, we just need the heart and we need the mindset. God help them as you helping me. Because yes, they have flaws, but I got flaws as well. Help me, God, as you help them as well. Say so, God. It's time for us to reach to a place of true deliverance. True deliverance. And we come into a place to where we don't shut every door in our life. And we can begin to see the fruit of God to rain on in. Rain on in to other levels and other places. Other things that we never experienced before. And I truly believe that it's a body of Christ. They are ready. They are ready to forgive. They are ready to come into these tough conversations that they did not want to have with their spouse or with their loved ones, that they've been hiding, that they've been coming in a secret place. They're ready to release it now because they don't want to hold nothing hidden and the devil keep playing with it. They don't want to. I know that it's a body of Christ is ready to be sold out for God. Stop playing church. But they sold out for God. And I know that it's each and every one of you is listening tonight. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just hope you come into a place to where we can be better communicators, better talkers. That's why the enemy don't hit that the body of Christ so bad with communication. No one don't want to communicate. No one, everyone want to spit out the scripture. If you got a heart against your brother, how we can really say, have I really went to my brother and sister just to see what's wrong before I allow something to come in or allow my decisions to overtake me or my emotions and feelings to make moves for me? Can we really say it? We got some soul searching to do as individuals for we can continue to be walking upright before the Lord. We have some soul seeking to do for we could continue to have access in the throne room of God. And that seeking and soul searching, it starts with us. I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. Tune back in tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We're going to continue to pray, and we're going to continue to go forth. Always remember this, we got our revival coming up. And I know God's going to put the final touches, and I know that many of you, you're going to go ahead and come into a new place. You're going to make up your mind, you're coming into a new place. You're not going to relive, and you're not going to deal with issues that happened on yesterday, years ago, time ago. You're going to come into that place, that sold-out place that God been warning you and been asking, petitioning you to come up. And I know it's many of you ready. You ready? Let's continue to engage into the Holy Ghost. I see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. God bless all of you.